wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump was booked and arraigned on 37 criminal counts in Miami on Tuesday and pleaded not guilty to all of them. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Former President Donald Trump made his way to the arraignment, waving to the supporters who lined the route and passing a spectacle of onlookers, protesters, and police gathered outside the Miami Federal Courthouse. Once inside, the former president, along with aide Walton Outa, who was also charged in the case, surrendered to authorities, got swabbed for DNA, and were fingerprinted. There was no mugshot taken, and Trump was allowed to hold on to his passport.
Now, one of the conditions of his release, he isn't allowed to speak to any potential witnesses. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Talk about an administrative nightmare of trying to enforce something like this. I mean, what you are relying on in terms of the judge is your faith that people will adhere to these federal rules. And the other thing you're relying on is somebody saying, you know what, I heard these two witnesses talking and you said they shouldn't have. Judge, I'm coming to you and I'm alerting you to something.
Trump called the charges.
Say political persecution like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation.
The Golden Knights crushed the Florida Panthers 9-3 in Game 5 to win Vegas's first Stanley Cup championship.
I can't even describe the feelings in my stomach right now. It's everything you can imagine.
That's Golden Knight captain Mark Stone on TNT. With the victory comes celebrations, and Vegas is preparing for the second celebration for the city in the last year after the Las Vegas Aces won the 2022 WNBA title. There are concerns that the bigger electric vehicles on the road right now that have much heavier batteries could be really dangerous during a crash. NTSB chair Jennifer Homendy.
If you think about an impact in a crash with a lighter vehicle, with a pedestrian, it's going to have a much different outcome than we've seen in the past.
Their batteries offer better protection to passengers inside the car, but she says that extra weight poses big risks for those outside the car. A new report finds that the number of people displaced from their homes has reached an unprecedented level.
A record 110 million people have been forcibly displaced from their homes. The UN Refugee Agency says the number was up 19.1 million from the end of 2021, the biggest ever increase since the records began back in 1975.
A U.S. Army base in western Louisiana was renamed to honor Sergeant William Henry Johnson, a Black hero of World War I who received the Medal of Honor nearly a century later. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years. Now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Crudy is off today. It is his birthday. Happy birthday, Crudy. Hope you have a wonderful day. I expect to see you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here tomorrow for Trump's arraignment. You can join us on the phones during the happy hour at 844-967-2789. Going to get into the meat, of course, of the conversation over the weekend and today. What everyone's saying, how the mega community is reacting to Trump's indictment, and a lot of it's been, oh, what about Hillary? You know, all the whataboutism. But you know, I think there are going to be some times, perhaps in your immediate future, where you're going to have a conversation with someone in this regard. How are you going to respond? And so we have some articles I want to get to. We have some sound from Republicans, you know, not from the communist, Marxist, socialists, you know, whatever you call anyone who's not a mega anymore. Or let's not forget Rhino, because you could be a mega, but if you do the wrong thing at the wrong time, then you're a Rhino in hell. That's almost worse than being a socialist, communist, Marxist in mega's world. To be one of them and to be cast aside. Dirty little secret mega, y'all going to get cast aside because that's what Trump does. There is no loyalty, but you'll learn that in due course. You can join 844-967-2789. To this point, Delvin Barrett writing at the Washington Post today, why Trump was charged on secret documents and Clinton, Pence were not. The former president does not face illegal retention charges for the classified documents he returned to the National Archives. What? Let's get to it. When Donald Trump was indicted last week on charges of willful retention of classified documents, many Republicans, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, cried foul, arguing that the Justice Department was treating the 45th president differently than it has Democrats who've been investigated over possible mishandling of national security secrets. But the Trump indictment itself helps explain the difference between his case and other high-profile probes, like those of Hillary Clinton, President Biden, former Vice President Mike Pence, not for what it charges, but for what it doesn't. Trump faces 31 counts of willful retention of national defense information, a crime delineated in the Espionage Act that carries a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. Each count represents a different, highly sensitive document that Trump allegedly kept at Mar-a-Lago, his Florida residence, and private club. 21 of those documents, including some involving nuclear secrets, no one knows the horror of nuclear better than I, were found by FBI agents who searched the estate in August, yielding a total of 102 classified documents, according to the indictment. The other 10 willful retention charges stem from a batch of 38 classified documents turned over to the FBI last June in response to a grand jury subpoena. Well, maybe they best better, but it would have been better if they weren't found, if there just were none, right, Trump? But the historic investigation into the former president was precipitated months earlier in January of 22, when the former president gave 15 boxes of papers to the National Archives and Records Administration. The agency had been seeking all presidential records from Trump since he left office. Inside the boxes, archivists found 197 classified documents, some extremely sensitive. The government alleges in court filings that discovery set in motion a chain of events that led to the unsealing Friday of a 38-count indictment against Trump and Walt Nauta, a trusted servant. And for the record, let's pause here for a moment. First time I have seen in the reporting that it's a 38-count indictment, although Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates, more Maggie Dawn, pointed that out last Friday. Thank you, Maggie. She'll be up next. Make sure you stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show, 6 to 7. But I continue on from the reporting at the Washington Post. The 38-count indictment seal, 38-count indictment against Trump. Notably, now note this, notably, however, the indictment does not charge Trump with the illegal retention of any of the 197 documents he returned to the archives. The indictment does not charge Trump with the illegal retention of any of the 197 documents he returned to the archives. And what was that? January, what, August? When did this go down? Inside the boxes, they found, 197 classified documents, some extremely sensitive. So, he turned them over and he was not charged for them. As the reporting says, that shows that if Trump had simply returned all the classified documents he had, he probably never would have been charged with any crimes, said Robert Mintz, a former federal prosecutor. Quote, "This is not a case about what documents were taken. It's about what former President Trump did after the government sought to retrieve those documents," said Mintz, who noted that willful retention cases often hinge on how much evidence prosecutors can find that a person deliberately hid material or refused to give it back. The indictment offers anecdote after alleged anecdote charging the former president sought to hide and keep some of the classified papers, so much so that Trump and Nauta are accused of conspiring to obstruct the investigation and scheming to conceal the truth, not just from the government, but even from Trump's own lawyer. Those allegations include moving boxes out of a storage room, telling an attorney to search that room for classified materials without saying that dozens of boxes were being kept elsewhere, suggesting an attorney hide or destroy documents that had been subpoenaed, and causing another person to make false statements about whether all the classified documents had been produced. Mintz says this, "That's not the kind of evidence you typically find in a case like this, and it's certainly not the type of evidence so far that has come out of the Biden investigation or the Clinton email server case." According to the indictment, Trump ruminated about Clinton, the Clinton case, in May of 22 as he discussed how to respond to the subpoena he had just received. As a presidential candidate running against Clinton in 16, he had railed against her use of a personal email server to conduct government business while working as Secretary of State, an arrangement that led to classified information being stored on a non-classified, non-government computer server. Clinton's case was also different from Trump's in another key respect. While the email chains discussed classified topics, they were not classified documents in the traditional sense, with extensive markings and acronyms. But when discussing his own possible mishandling case last year, Trump seized on another facet of the Clinton probe, that attorneys for Clinton had reviewed more than 60,000 emails and turned over about 30,000 to the government officials because they were deemed related to her official duties. Clinton's lawyers deleted the rest, about 30,000 emails, after deeming them personal and unrelated to her work. It has long been standard practice in the federal government for officials to review their own correspondence in response to Freedom of Information Act requests and decide which of their emails and are personal and therefore not turned over. In Clinton's case, her lawyers did that for her. Probably a good idea, Secretary Clinton. As a candidate for president, Trump denounced the decision to delete the emails. In July of 2016, he notoriously declared on a news conference, quote, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press." When the grand jury subpoena for any classified documents arrived at his door, however, Trump expressed a very different view to his lawyer, according to the indictment, praising Clinton's lawyer for deleting the 30,000 emails. He praised Clinton's lawyer for deleting the 30,000 emails. The Clinton lawyer, Trump allegedly said on May 23rd of 22, quote, "was the one who deleted all of her emails, the 30,000 email, because they basically dealt with her scheduling and her going to the gym and her having beauty appointments. And he was great. And so she didn't get in any trouble because he said that he was the one who deleted them." Trump related the story more than once that day, the indictment notes dryly. "I really don't think there's any plausible comparison between the Trump case and the Hillary case," said Robert Kellner, a veteran D.C. attorney. "The key difference is that the Hillary Clinton case, as we learned from the Department of Justice Inspector General report, there was no evidence that Hillary Clinton sought to obstruct justice. The focus of the Trump indictment is on his rather stark effort to obstruct justice. That is the fundamental difference." Kellner is critical of how the FBI handled aspects of the Clinton case, arguing that at times the agency pulled punches when it came to investigating the conduct of some of those around her. But he said those criticisms do not change the fact that Trump appears to have repeatedly tried to keep documents he could not legally have, while Clinton did not. Trump appears to have repeatedly tried to keep documents he could not legally have, while Clinton did not. They have essentially game, set, match against Trump based on the evidence in the indictment. Kellner cautioned, however, that he expects Trump's lawyers will fight hard, potentially trying to convince at least one juror that the former president should not go to prison over the documents case. He said there was a very real chance Trump's team could obtain a mistrial, no matter how compelling the evidence. Comparing the Trump indictment to the ongoing investigation of Biden is more difficult, partly because fewer facts are known about the current president's possession of classified documents when he was out of office. The Justice Department began investigating the matter late last year when roughly a dozen classified documents were found at a think tank office in Washington that Biden had used before becoming president, suggesting the papers may have dated to his time as vice president. Weeks after that discovery, a small number of classified documents were also found at Biden's Wilmington home. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel, Robert Hur, to investigate whether any crimes were committed. Biden's lawyers say they have cooperated at every step of the investigation and readily returned all classified materials found in the house and the Wilmington house, the office and the Wilmington house. An FBI search of Biden's home, his home, turned up no classified papers. The Pence case also points to key distinction in the national security probes involving presidents, former top officials, or presidential candidates, that it is not so much what is taken, but what is kept. Just a week before the Trump indictment, the Justice Department notified Pence that it had closed an investigation into whether he mishandled classified information. FBI agents conducted a consensual search of Pence's Indiana home in February after a lawyer for Pence found a small number of potentially sensitive documents. The FBI search turned up one additional classified document. All the materials were quickly turned over to government authorities, Pence's lawyer said. Days after the Justice Department closed the case, Pence formally announced his 2024 bid for president. He joined a crowded field in which Trump is the front runner. Trump returned 197 documents. He didn't get charged for those. He got charged for keeping the others and for obstruction. That is the difference. We are the difference. You are the difference. Join us 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 54. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 76. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump is facing 37 felony counts related to the mishandling of classified documents. CBS's Scott McFarlane in Miami with what happened during the first court appearance.
He arrived, according to the marshals, about an hour in advance of getting into the courtroom. They took those fingerprints. They took his social security number, his birth date, all the things you get from a criminal defendant for the booking process.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson on what next.
The next thing that will happen in the process will likely be discovery, where the federal prosecutors will turn over to Donald Trump and his team the volume of information they've collected in this investigation. And that could take quite a while.
Trump's response to the charges.
I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off. Enjoy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 54. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 76. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.